Just so much history here. You can't even explain it. I mean, you've got 82,000 people buried here. There's so many pioneers. We have like Eliza Bryant, William and Carrie Clifford. We've got Joseph Briggs, which is really neat. A lot of people didn't realize that your mail being delivered to your house started here in Cleveland. We've got two governors, and we've got John Brough and Reuben Wood, and the lieutenant governor, Jacob Mueller. We've got a lot of mausoleums in here that we're trying to figure out who some of these people are, because they obviously had some money. Then we got Lieutenant Colonel Crichton, Lieutenant Colonel Crane, and we've got a Confederate soldier, Henry Henderson, working on a second Confederate soldier. We've got a Theodore Mitchell, who's the Medal of Honor recipient. People talk about Gershom Barber, you know, from the Civil War, being a brigadier general. Like John Darby, who was a surgeon, a white surgeon for a black regimental troop. John P. Green, who's Ohio's father of Labor Day. We've got four City of Cleveland mayors. We even have Holsey Gates. He started Gates Mills. A lot of victims of crimes in here, because it was also in the early 1900s, the Pauper Cemetery. There's no way you can even know all the history.